You know, on Monday, MLK Day, big NBA day, right? It's like Christmas 2.0, or just games all day long.
Yeah, it's always been that way for a long time.
It's time to check in with our good friend Rick Kamla from NBA TV. We got to get serious about the NBA hoops for sure. Rick, how you been, man? How are you?
Hey, Rick.
Oh, I'm great, guys. What's up? Happy New Year. Thanks for having me back on.
You bet, as always. All right, where to start? There's so many good stories going on in the NBA. Let me start you off with the Rockets and James Harden. Bodies are going down. More players are getting hurt. James Harden is just literally carrying the load with this incredible scoring binge he's on. Can he keep up? Can he keep it up? It probably won't work in the playoffs, but can he keep it up for the regular season?
Well, great point there with the playoff caveat. I totally agree with that. He's got a huge hurdle to overcome in that regard for me. But that's well off into the future, and let's live in the now with James Harden. This is a Wilt Chamberlain-esque, Kobe Bryant-esque, Michael Jordan-esque run by James Harden. It's one of the greatest historical runs we've ever seen. That's not a hot take. The stats say it. 18 consecutive 30-plus point games. The only guy ever who has a longer streak of 30-plus point games is Wilt Chamberlain.
Wow.
That's it. he's got back-to-back 50s. It's spellbinding. It's absolutely unbelievable. And can he keep it up at this pace? No. Even in Kobe's year, remember when he had 10 50-point games and he had the run of consecutive, I think, 8 straight 40s, 81 averaged, 35.7 a game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Even in that year for Kobe, you know, he would dip down to 27, 31. You know what I mean? He's not going to do 30 plus the rest of the year. But with Chris Paul out, with Eric Gordon being out for a couple of weeks, and he just recently came back, Clint Capella now out, the usage rate is off the charts. His talent is off the charts. I don't think he gets enough love in the best player in the world debate, and I'm not saying he is. It's something like Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and James Harden, and I think it's a really good debate right now.
Yeah.
Well, the problem I've had with the NBA this year is I have a hard time with 73s in a game. You're seeing more and more and more. I'm an NBA fan, Rick. I'm becoming more disenchanted with what I'm seeing. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind come playoff time. Just a bunch of threes being thrown up there. To me, like it's not basketball anymore. I think it's becoming ridiculous. I'm all for Harden. I respect everything you just said. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. 73s. I don't know. Is that good basketball to you?
Well, it's certainly 2019 basketball, and every team doesn't play with the with the 3-point focus of Houston. But I get your point, man. Look, I'm 49 years old. I came up in the 80s, smash mouth basketball. And by the way, they were still scoring 120 back then. You guys know that.
Yeah.
For the young pups out there, and I love you. I shout you out. But there was hoops before LeBron James. Wink, wink. And when it was smash mouth hoops, but these guys were still rocking a $1.20, $1.15, $1.11 because they were that good. But you just remember the center battles, right? The center battles are gone. Yao Ming and Shaq might have been the last great center matchup that we've had in the NBA. You think it was David Robinson and Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing? The Patrick Ewing, Rick Smith center matchups were dope. Great theater.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mourning and Patrick Ewing, all this kind of stuff, man. So, look, it's a different NBA. I still love it. It's evolving, and I'm evolving with it. But to your point, I prefer it to be more balanced. I wish there was more post play. I wish there was more back to the basket game, but that's just not what the league's about right now.
And of course, I pointed out the other day, taking the other side, had the Warriors scored their 51 in the first quarter. How about that? Denver 18-3 at home, and they score 39 points in the first quarter, and they get blown out. But I said, if the Showtime Lakers had done that in the 80s, we'd be going, "Wow, man, what a quarter!" Right?
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, I'm saying, "Wow, what a quarter!" Even with the Warriors, but you're right; it is a little less surprising. It's like, okay, they made more history last night, but it really echoes how incredible and all-time great this team is. It's already a dynasty. I think it's already one of the great NBA dynasties. I think you can put it up there with you can compare it to Showtime right now and at least debate it and have a little back and forth on it. Showtime got 5, man, so it's 5-3 right now. I can't give it to them, But, you know, the McHale and Parrish and Bird Celtics won three, and Golden State has three. That's very comparable to me. The San Antonio Spurs and the Tim Duncan and Pop era won four. Golden State has three. Looks like they're going to win a fourth. That's a debatable dynasty to me. So, and obviously it's not, you know, you say, oh, what about the Celtics in the 60s and 50s and all that? First of all, the shorts were way too short. Second of all, there weren't very many teams in the NBA back then. It was like 8 teams, 12 teams, 16 teams. And am I throwing shade? Not necessarily, but it was a different time. I think it's a lot tougher to win a championship when there's 28 teams, 24 teams. And in any way, but I think that Golden State dynasty is right up there with the best the league has ever seen.
All right, we all know what Kyrie Irving, after that Saturday pathetic loss to Orlando, which he didn't play. You know, Gordon Hayward comments about him and Brad Stevens. We know the back stories here. Him coming out last night, which is one of the best games of the year, by the way, the Celtics and Raptors right down to the wire. And they had to call LeBron James because putting kind of himself in that category is ridiculous. But what was not ridiculous is the way he played, which is if he did more of that, I think it would solve a lot of problems. I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, I like the way you said what you said in terms of to put himself, you know, in sort of a LeBron position like that. Come on, bro. I know you were amazing in game. Now, amazing is not even the right word. Like, spectacular in games 5, 6, and 7 against Golden State when you did what nobody had done, coming back from 3-1. He hit the huge shot in game 7. I get all that, and I give you all the credit for that. But that's one. LeBron's got three. And I do get shady with LeBron. We had the conversation about that. I don't like him always saying, I'm a leader, I'm this, I'm that. It's on other people, I think, to either tell you that or just acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. You know, LeBron coming out talking about, you know, me winning that championship for Cleveland makes me the GOAT is literally one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. Disrespectful.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Kyrie Irving to first of all, call out his team as, I won a championship, I know how to do this, you don't, and I'm paraphrasing, it's dumb. And he came out and said, I won't call out my teammates publicly like that again. It's because Danny Ainge is a gangster, and he got with Kyrie and was like, bro, love you. We don't roll that way, okay?
Mm, yeah.
Stop doing it. And Kyrie got the message and said that. And so for him then to call out his teammates, I knew he was going to back it up with a monster game last night. Mm-hmm. He did. Maybe the best game he's ever played with the assists and the whole package that he had. But you're right to say, oh, you know, I'm like LeBron right now. I'm this leader, and I've got all these puppies that are so hard to lead. Give me a break with that. Mm-hmm. LeBron is at OG status. Kyrie Irving is at all-star status.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Rick Kemmel from NBA TV with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. All right, Brian Windhorst said something that concerned me if one would be a LeBron fan. He's been out, what, 11 games with a serious groin injury. This is the first time we've seen LeBron out for a long time with an injury in his career. He said, you know what, after missing all these games, he's still not any better. And every time every couple of days we hear a couple of reports, hey, it's going to be a couple more games or three more games or two more games. If it's not any better since Christmas, is this way more serious? It might he like need surgery to reattach stuff? I mean, it has happened before. Is that where we're at, or do you fully expect to see LeBron back in the lineup maybe by MLK Day?
Well, you're scaring the hell out of me here. I've got LeBron James on myriad fantasy basketball. I can't have him going under the knife, all right? Look, I get shady, and I'm a critic, but I need those stats, baby. So, look, they're going to clear him to practice next week, which I think is a really good sign. And for some, this injury has lingered longer than they thought. Not me. When I saw him on Christmas in the catcher's position, mm-hmm. trying to flex the groin,
yeah.
and he had like that automatic pain wince face,
yeah.
I was like, oh no. I mean, it was like somebody took a knife and just stabbed him, you know, right there in that muscle. And it was like that bad. I'm like, no. This guy's missing at least 2 weeks. I think we're at 3 weeks now. And so it's going to be about a month injury. When all is said and done, maybe a little longer. What this has done, first of all, it has put the Lakers in the race for 8 the rest of the season,
yeah.
whereas they were in the race, you know, for that 4-5 spot before. It also has taken LeBron James completely out of the MVP discussion for me.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't miss this many games. I get the importance to your team, but you can't miss this many games and win MVP. It may be unfortunate, but it is what it is. I wouldn't vote for him. Look, man, there's one more thing here. This is the first extended injury for LeBron James of his career.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's the beginning of the end or anything crazy like that, but this may be an indication that the hits are going to start to come mm-hmm. for the previously invincible LeBron James.
Yeah, good point. Not to mention the gauntlet of a schedule they've got coming up when he comes back.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, Rick, I wanted to ask you about Scottie Pippen's comments recently about Zion Williamson, the Duke star. And I think Scottie's onto something here, not just with college basketball. I think if you're a top star in football, basketball, baseball, or hockey in the NCAA, I think the trend over the next 3 to 5, 10 years is going to be, I don't know how much we're going to keep giving our name up to these schools and not getting it. I'll hang out. I'll play in the G League and there's a Super G League in the NBA, whatever. I'll go there, play there for $100,000, whether it's baseball. There's going to be something like that for these kids. What were your thoughts on his comment? Should Zion, if you were him, if you were in his shoes, would you sort of go to Coach K and say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm risking my future.
Well, what you got to do is go to the right program with boosters that hook up your family with houses, cars,
Absolutely. That's a given. That's right? A given. We know that.
There you go.
So handle your business. Like, if you want to go to Duke, they don't swing that way. You want to go someplace a little bit west of Duke, they swing that way. And I'm not going to name anybody. I don't want to get in trouble. But, to do the geography in your own brain. I think y'all know where I'm going there.
All right.
What's that?
Yeah, no. I'm following you.
Yeah. Okay. So look. Here's the thing, man. There have been a couple of examples of a guy. You know, Moutier went overseas and made about $1 million and came back. Okay. And there's little examples here and there. I think college basketball is really cool. And I wish guys stayed longer. I get that they leave, obviously. I actually think they should go back to no age limit at all with the way how more developed athletically and mentally and intellectually all these young guys are. I mean, I interview all these cats on draft night, and literally every one of them blows my head off with how amazing they are and how well-versed they are. So, hopefully that's where we're going, back to no more one and done and guys can just go straight to the NBA. But, there's prestige, there's fraternity, there's tradition with, and family, by the way, when you go play for Kentucky or you go play for Duke or you go play for UCLA, right? Like, it's a big deal. Some people may not think it's a big deal anymore. Maybe I'm old school. I still think it's a big deal.
Rick, final question. Is the Enes Kanter story the most bizarre story you've ever covered in the NBA with his fear for assassination to the Turkish government and whatnot and not accompanying the team to London?
Yeah, Craig, I can't think of a nuttier story in terms of a player actually fearing for his life and legitimately fearing for his life. Apparently, the Turkish government has a warrant out for his arrest because they are accusing him of being a part of a terror group.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they actually get their hands on him, what are they going to do to him?
Exactly.
I fear for the safety of Enes Kanter. I think he's making a beautiful decision not going to Europe. I don't think he's ever going to be able to go back to Europe. I think that ship has sailed. So Enes, just settle on here in America. I don't know if New York's going to be his long-term home. He's going to be a free agent this summer, but I'm a fan of his game. He's kooky and goofy and kind of entertaining. So I got his back, man. Enes, stay over here where you're safe.
Sounds good.
And we've all seen the movie Midnight Express, right? And Randy Quaid. I'm not accusing Kanter of smuggling hashish, but we know what Turkish prisons are like. Man, no way.
Yeah, stay away. All right. Hey, Rick, great job as always. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it, man.
Guys, my pleasure, man. Anytime. Enjoy the basketball.
Thanks, you. That is Rick Kambla from NBA TV. All right, a lot of interesting stuff.